Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We take the folks who are associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and ply them into our talk radio review. This is the companion piece for the official talk radio countdown show, where Michael Harrison and I go through the charts. Happens to be the charts of the week from June 27th to the 1st of July as the focus, the stories and the people on the story list this week. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I are going to be discussing some of the things from social media for sure. That's number 10, immigration. Actually, race, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been on the docket here. There's not much change in the list, but there is a change in the focus. I think we could probably spend most of our hour, and maybe we will, we could have a top 10 story list just to cover the items that have been now discussed, or if you will, I don't think they've been discussed enough, but they have been presented. The Supreme Court has released information on decisions that have been made, and there are at least 10 of them that affect us. It isn't just all about Roe v. Wade. It isn't all just about guns, although there's a lot of that in there. But I think with regard for example, this week there was a 6-3 decision that the court made that, in effect, limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to prevent power plants from releasing the pollution that they're so well known for. Because, you know, coal produces it, and so do other fossil fuels release this stuff. So does this make a difference? It certainly has the Bidenites all in their panties in a wad. If that's a little crude, but it is, you know, kind of what it's all about with returns from conversations I've heard in the last 24 hours or so. Is there a clarification here? And what is it? Just the climate change religionists say this is going to destroy the planet, reducing gas house pollution.
Yeah,
I mean, greenhouse pollution.
Get rid of the coal industry in general, right? And the reality is that we should be looking for alternative sources of energy. Kind of the rational perspective, I think, should be that we're looking for alternate forms of energy. Clean.
I don't think there's anything rational about some of this stuff, Jen. I'm with you on this one. It's become craziness.
Well, to eliminate the entire industry when this country is clearly not ready for it. I mean, in California, we have probably the strictest, not probably, we have the strictest environmental regulations in the entire country.
No more gas, natural gas. Have you been on the program since Newsom, Newman Newsom.
That's what I call him, too.
Yeah, all right. Since the announcement that there will no longer be gas used in homes, new homes being built, will have to have all electric. What do you think the power? You want to have all electric cars? California is going to come to a screeching halt because there isn't enough power now on a day that's hot to supply everybody whose needs you come
from.
Well,
and get this. You're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to California. So the reason that California, and you've probably heard about it, we have to turn our power off when it's 105 degrees and windy outside because the power companies cannot guarantee that their grid is secure enough not to spark a fire. And so a lot of times you either hear the story about catastrophic fires that have been caused by a spark in the power grid, or you have power companies just shutting everybody down because they don't want to take the risk of a fire. Both of these things not great options for the residents who pay a lot of money to live in the state and would like to be able to run their can opener and their air conditioning at the same time in the afternoon on a summer day.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason for that is that not only have power companies made backdoor deals with liability limitations with the government of California, but they've had to spend so much money meeting environmental standards that they haven't been able to afford to put the money into hardening our power grid. So we're a long ways away from being able to even handle some of the plans, some of the proposals.
Well, it's just like the water problem. The water problem could be solved pretty easily by getting catch basins built around the state, desalinating the water, water pipelines.
Like,
well, but you know what? It's time for the environmentalists to get real. Understand that there's no question that what we're doing and how we're living is affecting the environment. Yeah, but to what extent? And how did these people get, how did we manage to inculcate in educational curriculum, in everyday discussions, climate change? I was with some folks yesterday, and we were talking about methane gas from my cows. And I always, whenever I get into this conversation with people, I always talk about the benefits of what the poop is when it comes out of the back end of the cow and all the microbes that are in there. And that, in my mind, even if there is something to the methane situation, and I'm not convinced that there really is a whole lot, it's just that there's a perspective. And there is no, way too often in these conversations, there are facts and then there are facts, if you know what I mean. And remember when we discussed this, I don't know whether you were with us, Jennifer, or not, Jay and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact there's a report from NOAA, the National Oceanographic, and I never can remember what they're, but anyway, NOAA has, and its scientists have been studying the cores that, you know, they dig out of the planet. They go down, in some cases, 3,000-4,000 feet on the surface to go back to what the surface looked like 4 million years ago. So from these, and they've taken them from places in America, they've taken them from Iceland, they've taken them from South America as well, places in Africa. So the core samples they've been studying for years. And so the report that was released suggests very firmly that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere today, 2022, were the same, or are the same, as the CO2 levels in the atmosphere 4 million years ago. So how do you, this is the federal government doing the study. I don't imagine the Bidenites and the climate changerites are looking at that. But I'm not saying that we're not doing harm or we're not contributing. But for God's sakes, how much of this, it's like it's the mania of so many other things. You get a hold of things, it's like a dog with a bone.
Well, and it becomes a moneymaker for a lot of people.
But of course it is.
A moneymaker, it becomes a religion, instead of just looking at things about, I mean, I think the big joke is that conservatives don't want to conserve.
Yeah.
Conservatives like clean air and clean water, too. It was Richard Nixon who founded the EPA. And just to get back to this ruling, what's happened is that at the federal level, the EPA has thrown out restrictions that a lot of states cannot meet. And that's what brought this lawsuit. So if the EPA is the EPA should be there to set best practices and minimal standards, but you have to allow the states to be able to operate and function without the federal government saying, well, you have to do this. Well, maybe, you know, Oklahoma is a whole lot different than California. So
yeah.
Let people decide what is going to be okay for them without completely choking them out on how they operate and run things locally.
More on the court and decisions that were made and the impact on you as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Review.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
Calling all dinosaur fans, Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
That rosé you recommended was a hit. What should we try for more fun in the sun this weekend?
Your friends will love this refreshing, sparkling wine.
Perfect. Wow, that price is refreshing, too.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More, with the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
17 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the information that has come out about the Supreme Court decisions. Apparently, there's another. I don't think they've heard the case yet, but there was a decision made about the elections and what might the court has agreed to hear a case that could change the election, potentially giving Howard Stern the ability to. Nah, I'm teasing about that. State legislatures would have the power to set voting rules that state courts can't overturn. That'll be an interesting discussion. If they've agreed to hear the case, then they'll come up with a decision before the election. And I think that's, we really have to get to the bottom line. All of the emotion around voting rules and who's
all the
got the right.
Around everything.
I guess you're right about that, Jennifer.
It's exhausting. It's a lot. It's exhausting. And most of it isn't even based in facts, but it's just people are so hot right now about everything and so divided. And people, unfortunately, in elected office like that because they think it gives them power. And they progress.
Yeah.
Get everybody burnt out, and then it's just they give up. They give up
fighting. Okay, so number 9 this week on the story list is immigration, and a Supreme Court ruling this week probably ends the immigration program that was started with Trump. The program required asylum seekers to await approval in Mexico. So what's wrong with that? It's a 5-4 ruling.
I think it's a great
what's wrong with the the Trump policy? It's chaos. It's bedlam on the border now, and I'm not exaggerating. It is bedlam.
Yeah.
And so,
you've got people dying. This big story this week: 50 people dying in the back of a refrigeration truck, which, by the way, wasn't even a real refrigeration truck. They just made it look like that, and these people cooked to death. I mean, it is not empathetic with the system that's going on now, where it's just like the Wild West down there, and the cartels are running everything. It was the guy driving was a 46-year-old, a meth addicted member of the cartel who's running these people for them. I mean, this is not good. But at the same time, I understand, and I have to be fair, because I love the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's very effective.
I do, too. I think
Trump
it's very
era policy that worked.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration wanting to get rid of it, I think, is them just saying we want to get rid of everything Trump, even stuff that is good. And that's a problem for me. But the Supreme Court, I think, was right, as much as I hate to say it, because when you have a new president, elections have consequences, and they can, if things are not codified into law, make their own policies. And, you know, it's the outcome of elections, and that's why every time we go to vote, it's important.
It is, and that includes the primaries. There's still a lot of primaries to come between now and September. I have a friend, actually, who started a race. He's a libertarian, as most people know. Listen to me with any degree of regularity. There's no card-carrying libertarianism, but I am. If there was a card, I'd have it.
Which is a smidge of anarchist.
Yeah, a little bit. So, the LNA party, how's that? Yeah, we can start a new party. The LNA party. So this kid, his name is Mark Tajian, and he's running against Seth Moulton, who is a congressman, hadn't been in there that long, from Massachusetts, but his voting record is terrible. He doesn't show up half the time. And so this kid is like his late 30s, I think, and he runs a farm. That's how I know him. I supply him with hay. He's got a huge polo. He runs a farm and a polo, the Boston Polo Club, and he just felt that it was time for somebody that had some neutrality in their brain to run, and he's working hard at it. It'd be interesting to see how he shows up in this situation that will exist in the primary in September, 21 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Mega 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The social media portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto. If you have a car problem but you don't know where to go, maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. So let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have a shop referral program that is second to none, and that helps take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you. They're all over the country. Or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or a service center near to where you are so you can get your repairs done. That's O'Reilly Auto. That's kind of a good service, O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so that's interesting. That commercial makes me think how dependent we become on things like O'ReillyAuto.com, whatever.com. It isn't you pick up the phone anymore and call O'Reilly or call some service center. You know what I mean? I got in yesterday the yellow pages, the quote-unquote official yellow pages, because I still have a landline. So they deliver a yellow pages phone book, a real phone book. Yellow Pages phone book.
Is it still as thick as it used to be?
No, not at all. It's like a
it's
little...
It's like a pamphlet now, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is, because, they all have landlines. Businesses have landlines, and so they cater to the people who have landlines by giving you a Yellow Pages of businesses that have landlines. But I just find it's interesting how there's still people like me that are clinging to life when it comes to that sort of thing. Okay, let's get to the comments from social media on a couple of the important things from this week. Jay, for example, prayer being reintroduced into public schools. It seems most of our discussion is about the Supreme Court and decisions it's making. And so here we have the subject. This is on a lot of people's minds. So the question we presented was, should prayer be reintroduced in public schools? So what'd you get for responses from some folks?
Greg Psalm says, absolutely not. I'm a public school teacher, and I can't think of anything more inappropriate than an act of isolating and segregating students who are not believers. Students are perfectly capable of praying on their own time and in their own way. Chris.
So what happened to the separation of church and state on this? Why is there even a discussion about it? Prayer.
The First Amendment right protects speech. So
which is more important then? That's the question. Which of the amendments?
Your First Amendment right is most important. The separation of church and state is just how the documents were founded, and the reason for that was not to eliminate religion, which I think is really a misguided perspective that a lot of people have. No offense to you, Dougie, but the separation of church and state was set up so that the government can't determine what religion you have to have. So basically, mm-hmm. the separation of church and state means that you, Doug, can worship any god you want. You can go to any church you want, or no church at all.
I worship the same God that most everybody does in organized
nation, which is
commercial, industrial. Well, but
it's
are
why
we
yes,
really?
It's why we say in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
but
justice.
But all religions believe in a God, Allah, whatever. There's a single supreme being that seems to be part of the landscape with
right.
most of the religions
the
that were founded all in Jerusalem anyway. All right, so what else have you got here?
For the coach, he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
I have no problem with him.
Yeah,
I think that was the right decision, Frank.
And it's the teacher who puts up a Black Lives Matter poster or something. I mean, you have freedom of speech that even sometimes goes into public education.
Yeah, if it's an individual thing and not required, got no problem with it whatsoever. All right, what else you got, Jay?
Chris Marengo, as a school child from the 60s, I remember not only prayer but the pledge and the Ten Commandments posted in the room all helped me have a consciousness that helped me, not hurt me. Russ Schleicher says, prayer is a personal thing. It shouldn't be forced upon someone, nor should it be disallowed.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. The 2023 Kia Carnival MPV is a crossover model with minor interior enhancements to the seat functionality and technology features. The Carnival competes in the mid-size MPV segment, but its combination of SUV styling, exceptional passenger cargo volume, and practical convenience features also make it uniquely positioned to compete against three-row crossover models. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
New message.
What up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says a remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
According to the AAA station survey, the price for a gallon of regular gasoline is $4.81 a gallon. That's $1.68 higher than it was a year ago. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joined CNN and says we can blame President Joe Biden and his energy policies for the high gas prices.
I think that a lot of energy policies should be addressed. A lot of them with opening up American energy supply again. I wish he wouldn't have canceled the Keystone Pipeline. I wish he wouldn't have stopped drilling on federal lands. I wish he wouldn't hit so many of our energy industry partners with regulations and fines and penalties. He's made us much more dependent on our enemies, on foreign soil. So when we get these American first energy supplies back online and we start depending on ourselves and become independent, it certainly will be a better day for South Dakota.
The woman accused in the shooting death of professional cyclist Maura Wilson is back in Texas. The U.S. Marshals Service saying Caitlin Armstrong was returned to the United States following her arrest in Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong used a fake passport to board a United Airlines flight to Costa Rica back on May 18th, just days after Wilson was shot to death. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News, wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We use that moniker to get people focused because we are actually doing this talk radio review in concert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, I'm here and so is Jay Kirshner and the lovely and talented and the fabulous. And how many more adjectives do you want me to use, Jennifer?
Oh, keep going. We've got a half hour.
That we do. But we have to get back to the issues at hand, the things that are on the countdown charts this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list, by the way, at talkers.com and also at the gooddayshow.com website, the list of the top 10 stories. And much of it has to do in one way or another with what's going on in the Supreme Court. So we have even comments. Let's get back to some of the social media comments, if we can, for a couple of more moments here, Jay. The focus on the overturn. This is what's taken all the oxygen out of the room. But what I'm trying to point out with people is that the Supreme Court rulings, there are a myriad of them that have been released this week. Results of discussions that have gone on much of the term. That's what happens the last week of June. They release all of what they've debated and what the results are. So it happens that Roe v. Wade, that came out a week ago, the first one of many. So what are people, you got a couple of folks you want to call on here with their comments?
Yeah, Ellen Bishop says, I really don't think we'd be discussing this if some people hadn't pushed abortion into the third trimester. The country seemed to go along with an uneasy trace until that time. Until that time. If a woman can't make that decision within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, then we have bigger problems. Responsible birth control for both men and women could eliminate a lot of these decisions.
So I'm looking at some of the protests that are going on. Some cities and states more are trying to make it impossible for people who live in that state. If, for example, let's say you live in Texas and you want an abortion, there are people that are trying to make it illegal to cross state lines to get an abortion. Now, that seems pretty un-American to me. I don't know.
I don't think it goes anywhere, to be honest. You know, you have, and to the our person who was on social media commenting, I think there is something to it, but that's the emotional argument about, you know, what's right and what's wrong that everybody could yell about until they're blue in the face. What's really important to understand, and again, I wish that there was somebody, some elected official who would be, like, rational, not that people even want to hear it, but at least somebody who's saying it, that explains why the Supreme Court made this decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very pro-choice, said for years that Roe versus Wade was a flimsy piece of jurisprudence. And that's because abortion it was a stretch to create abortion as part of the due process piece of the 14th Amendment. It was always a flimsy argument. The Supreme Court decided to just do it because of the political motivation of the time, even though they knew it probably at some point.
Exactly the same as the political motivation of the time now.
Correct. But also, you had a Congress who had 40 years of saying that they could have codified Roe, and they never did. And that's a failure on all parts.
So leadership.
During 2008, one of the key promises of the Obama presidency was to codify Roe, and then when he got into office, he said, well, that's up to Congress. Well, Congress wasn't acting. So for 40 years, you had the opportunity to codify it. You didn't, and so now it's returned back to the
state. So let me ask you a question.
Well, in some ways, just one sentence here, but in some ways, this is a more powerful position for people to determine what's appropriate for them, and I think it's really short-sighted for a pro-choice person in California to think that their opinion tops a pro-life person in Oklahoma. The majority rules state by state.
So, under the circumstances, there were three Supreme Court justices that were appointed during the Trump era. They were all asked the same question about Roe v. Wade, and they all lied when they responded. So, should they be impeached because they lied in testimony before the Senate?
First of all, I don't think that they lied.
Jennifer, they said that they thought it was settled law.
So, two of them, it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, said that it was settled law. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett said exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, is that you can't see hypotheticals. The problem is, and look, you're going to have this with every Supreme Court justice for everything. When you have people asking hypothetical questions, you don't know how the piece of law or the challenge, the cases that you're going to look at, you don't know what it's going to say. And the state of Mississippi had a very good argument saying that they shouldn't have to be forced to offer abortions after 15 weeks because of state law rights. That happened to resonate with the Supreme Court justices. So this is why I don't think we can count on anybody, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson or Amy Coney Barrett, to be able to say what they would do until they're actually given the facts of the case that they're supposed to rule on.
That's what Amy Coney Barrett did.
And then what did everybody say? Well, she didn't answer any questions. So it's a tough situation because you're basing your answers on hypotheticals.
All right, a couple of more comments. Why don't you go through a couple of more of these comments, and then we'll move on to other Supreme Court stuff, Jay.
Yeah, Dennis DeCora says people ought not to confuse pro-life with pro-birth. Wanting a child born but not a child fed, not a child educated, not a child housed is a big problem in this country.
Well, that's why I've said my retort to the people who all want to have the law as it's comfortable for them and their political persuasion. Okay, you want to have Roe v. Wade? You want to have all children that are conceived brought to term. Okay? I'm an anti-abortionist myself. So, excuse me, I can ask this question with some degree of credibility. Actually, a lot of credibility. What do you do when the child is born? How do you take care of a child if it's not wanted by its mother? What do? You put them in the system. Are there programs in place? And are the people who want to have abortion, illegal, then are you going to help feed the child that's born, educate the child that's born, house the child that's born?
The state does that now. I think one of the biggest things that we should be talking about as part of this discussion nationally is how difficult it is to adopt a kid. Yeah. I mean, it is almost impossible.
It is. $40,000 if you want to adopt somebody from out of the country.
Yeah. Both with a partner and without. It was something that's always weighed heavy in my heart because I know how many kids that are in need.
Yeah, you'd be a great mother.
And so I look around and I've done investigating. It's extremely expensive. If you're a single woman or if you, you know, or something that's not in a traditional marriage, they make it extremely difficult mm-hmm. for you to do it. So why not help people through that process? There are so many people who want to have kids who have tried everything and can't.
So what I'm saying,
they can't adopt because they don't know how.
As the phonies, there are a lot of phonies who stand behind the pro-birth thing. There are people who are not thinking about, nor do they have answers to the question. I just think you have both things to discuss, and we're only discussing one side of the issue. And that's not right.
It's an important piece of the conversation to say that we have really, as a society, become reliant on abortions. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling...
Well, people use it as birth control.
Right. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling, says that abortions should be okay, but they should be rare and they should be safe, which is what Joe Biden said 20 years ago when he was a member of the Senate. And unfortunately, you have women who are getting multiple abortions who are using it over and over and over again. And really, the heft of such a big decision gets lost because... It just becomes something that is just a piece of life. And I don't think that sits well with the majority either. I think, I think there's some common ground that we could really find as a country.
All right, let's do one more comment, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Jay.
Sandy Ray Jakowski says, pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. There are many people out there who are strongly against abortion, but not against a woman's right to her own body.
So there's the conflict right there. Meanwhile, men are rushing to get vasectomies. Did you see the stats there? It's kind of interesting, actually. The permanent sterilization, which really isn't a vasectomy because you can reverse it if you want, but to keep the sperm from flowing through to get to the egg when you're having intercourse, then there's, you know.
Why would
okay.
you say it? Does it just sound gross?
I know, it does sound gross, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The whole thing is gross, as far as that's concerned. Yep.
Hey, look, men should be worrying about this, too. You know,
of course
it takes
they should.
To tango, so, you know, if more men are being driven for vasectomies and that's their choice, then I'm glad they're taking some responsibility for them.
All right, there are a couple of other items on the docket here, Supreme Court decisions that are worth a moment or two or three or four of our time. We'll get to that after this.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices. I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors. This Cabernet is sure to take your burgers to the next level.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium or rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. With the lowest prices in the DMV. Drink responsibly, B21.
Calling all dinosaur fans. Jurassic World Dominion is here. Head to Walmart now for exclusive finds you can really sink your claws into before the movie stomps into theaters. Score battling dinosaur toys, clothes, bedding, collectibles, and much more from top brands like Funko, Mattel, and Lego. Get ready to roar. Only at Walmart.
All right, 45 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Here's something that's going to become a national debate, and it will end up, I predict, in front of the Supreme Court next year. The billboard companies, media in general, radio, television, want to advertise marijuana. To this point, broadcasters have remained on the sidelines because they don't want to put the FCC... the FCC is in charge of the licenses, and because it's against federal law to have anything to do with marijuana, it's like banks can't handle the money. You know, it's this naive, stupid attitude. So now the next thing is radio stations are beginning, and so are television stations, to take money to advertise pot. And there is a massive, I mean, there's a lot of money here for sure. So what are we going to do? The cannabis provisions are facing an uphill climb in Congress, but there are some states that are look like they're going to pass. Well, it's the states' rights thing again, but I'm going to bet, I'll almost put money on pot stuff getting to the Supreme Court in the next year. Meanwhile, the Democrats are not happy because apparently Joe Biden made a deal with Mitch McConnell. I don't quite understand why he needed to make a deal. But anyway, some kid, he looks like he's about 15, has been put up for an anti-abortion lawyer, up for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. You know anything about that, Jennifer?
I haven't heard much about that, no.
Yeah. His name is Charles Booker. And again, he looks like he has water in his ears still. I don't know where this guy came from, but he doesn't have a great reputation. He is up for nomination as a... No, I'm sorry. His name is Chad Meredith. I didn't get the name.
Sorry, Mr. Booker.
Right. Yeah, right, Mr. Booker. Anyway, so there's another a bunch of hoo-ha. It's going to take oxygen out of the room. Other things with the Supreme Court, because Breyer made it official that he was going to leave the Supreme Court at the end of the session, at the end of the day, the other day, in time for Ketanji Brown Jackson to be sworn in, even though she won't sit on any cases until the fall. Breyer goes back to Clinton. I was trying to remember when he came. It was 1994, as a matter of fact.
He's been there for a while.
Yeah. The fact that Jackson's in there, she wouldn't have gotten in there had not Romney and Collins and Murkowski joined the vote to put her in. So is that, what does she bring to the table? Well, she's black, and other than that, I don't know that much.
Historically, she'll be the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. I think there were a lot of conservatives who were nervous about her because she tended her record looked to be more of an activist judge than someone who just applies the law. And so, you know, yeah. I mean, again, it's the president's decision to appoint someone, and the Senate gets to decide to push them through or not.
Right.
And she'll be sitting there.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to her, and we'll see how she does come the fall.
One of the other rulings the Supreme Court has issued, not too many people talking about, non-Native Americans who commit crimes on tribal land. The Supreme Court ruled against the legal precedent, basic principles of congressional authority and Indian law, and so the Indians aren't happy. The Cherokees aren't happy. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4. I didn't really know that I understood all of this, but you can be tried twice by a native court and then by a state court, right, for the same crime? Looks like.
Right.
That's what came out of this. So, anyway, all right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
That's the sound of your car, your electric car, running out of juice. There it is. Okay, 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. My friend Nick Miles is here. He is your auto expert. Actually, his website is ourautoexpert.com. He's been driving around, as he oftentimes does, in a 1929 Bentley. Actually, how do they make their... Bentley is making cars. They're making some new cars that are the same as the cars they made in 1929. Why? Maybe yeah. Because they want to make a couple of million bucks on each car, because that's what they're going to cost, right?
Yeah, so this happens from time to time. Companies go back and they make something that we used to be in their catalog a bunch of years ago. I guess it's almost 100 years ago. We're just 7 years short of 100 years. And they bring it back to life because for nostalgia purposes, usually. And so Bentley are building 12 of these 1929 cars, and they're going to sell them for a ridiculous amount of money, $1.9 million each. Well, they're, you know, I don't know if they'll really sell them, but they're pretending they're going to sell them. and these things are the things, you know, they look like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I mean, they're, you know, the brakes on the outside. I mean, they're just incredible.
But they can do that. They're, and the circumstances, the Bentleys, and, well, they used to be, and so the Rolls Royces, handmade. So you could conceive of them on a line finding the stuff and actually putting it together one by one. There's no automation involved in building these cars. I think Bentley is using some automation now, maybe even Rolls, are they? What do you know about
that? The body parts are all stamped out. The engines are all used automation usually. And then they're used in other cars. I mean, they tell you they're not, but the Rolls-Royce engines are usually used in other cars. Some of the frames are used in other vehicles as well. But they're adapted, of course. Well, I was sitting here thinking about this. Why would they do this, and why would they make them? How could they do that? I mean, they have all the prints, the blueprints and the original drawing. So it's fairly, it's fairly easy technically in your head. It's easy because you have everything you need. And they'll hand make the sheet metal and those type of things in these vehicles because obviously they're not still making the parts all these years afterwards. But then I thought, what a clever idea, because all those years ago, they didn't have chips in them. So they don't need the chips.
Right. That's it. Hooray for no chips. Yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
Yeah, so they don't need all those parts, although they'll be quite hard to source some of the parts. I mean, they'll have to hand make things like the light housing, and I don't know how they're going to find all the bits and pieces. They're going to have to probably make them from scratch. They won't be able to get anything off the shelf, so it'll be quite hard. But and then they'll sell them for loads and loads and loads and loads of money.
Not bad.
It's
a good thing to do. All right, so to bring us back around to the focus of 2022 and buying cars, there's still scarce trucks and cars scarce on the lots, no matter what the brand. The people that are buying pickup trucks are ordering. I think there's more orders for pickup trucks than there are for cars, because you can find a car, but it's hard to find these pickup trucks on the lot. So people are ordering them, and the companies like Ford are trying to convince you that it's better for you to order. I don't know why is it better for you to order?
That's an interesting question, because a lot of dealers now are saying they'll sell you the car at its sticker price or below, actually what the dealer pays for it, if you order it, which is a good deal for them, because they don't have to do anything. It arrives, you pick it up, and they've done nothing. They haven't advertised it. They've basically taken all the packing off of it, and then you pick it up, and they just hand it over. So it's easy for them. And a lot of dealerships doing that now. And if you're willing to wait 2 to 10 months for a car, so
2 to 10. Out. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there are those people, because of the prices. How much are the sticker prices going up, and will that keep people from buying cars? I say no. I think people who want to buy a new car are going to, wherever they can find a car, they're going to buy it and pay for it, no matter what it is. But your suggestion is that people, if you want to not spend crazy money, wait a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
You can.
And that's what people are doing. I mean, that's what I do. Like, I new cars are coming out. I order them the day I hear that they're coming out, and that someone will take my order, and then I wait sometimes 2 years for my cars, and then when I get them, I get them at the price that they were originally quoted at, and I keep them for a few months, and I sell them on for nice big profits, and then I go and do it all over again.
You scallywag, you! You scoundrel!
Right.
You're taking advantage of the situation and those poor people that buy from you. Good heavens! What's your problem?
And anybody can do it, though. That's
exactly. A lot of people are. That's what's cute about it. All right. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com at 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.